Welcome to The Wild Hunt. We are an unofficial podcast having a casual conversation about the History Channel television series Vikings. We are No Ship Network. I am your host, Em.
I'm Steve.
And I'm Paul.
So this is just a segment we're putting before the bonus podcast. This is actually our bonus podcast for season two. And so we're actually just kind of apologizing for this big blunder that we did on the Lord's Prayer, which we failed to notice something. But I just want to ask Paul, what's your excuse for not noticing that Ragnar has said?
Because I've never seen the show.
Good answer.
Good answer.
Good answer.
See,
good answer.
That's our excuse, because we haven't seen the show. We were just talking about it.
We decided to skip actually watching the actual episode and just go right into the podcast because we were so eager to do it.
Yeah.
No, but seriously, we messed up. We got so caught up in, if you've listened to last week's episode, which was the finale, the Lord's Prayer, we got so caught up in praising Ragnar's performance, or the actor's performance,
right?
You know, and we were just talking about, and he did this and he did that, and he was so good that he didn't even need words. He just had some, you know, some vocalizations, and at the end when he's headbutting and all this other stuff. And we missed the fact that he, in fact, with Athelstan, said pretty much most of the Lord's Prayer, except for the amen parts.
He did actually say amen,
oh,
but under duress. Well, not really duress, but
it kind of
took
seemed
some
like
convincing.
Duress. He kept giving him the look, like, say it. Say it's not real if you don't say it.
You can't have your dinner until you say it.
Yeah.
Well, I think we were enamored with the idea. A lot of good jokes came out of the idea of him not saying anything. So, and this is not actually Paul. So it's our friend.
If you hadn't
our
noticed.
Friend, which, you know, we know Paul's going to listen to this episode and be surprised. But
Paul wasn't here to be able to participate in this because we're kind of doing it off the cuff because we weren't able to, due to scheduling conflictions, we weren't able to set up a time where we could do this before the bonus pod aired. So, but we wanted to get this kind of apology out there and let everybody know that, yes, we do in fact realize that Ragnar does speak in this episode, and we were wrong to say that he doesn't.
Yes, and thanks for those of you who were very nice about calling us out on it. But
yeah, it was done in a very cordial way. Now, so getting to it, what do you think? I mean, when I went back and thought about it, and I said, okay, well, the episode's called The Lord's Prayer, and the only words he's speaking are the Lord's Prayer. Is there some sort of significance to that? I can't really find any. You know, I think it's more of a connection between him and Athelstan.
Yeah, unless it's like foreshadowing things to come with maybe a possible conversion on Ragnar's part, but
somewhere down the road, say like in season three or four or something like that.
Yeah, so we'll see.
I guess, yeah.
Yep. All right, well, so Paul will be on the rest of the episode, so don't fret. And so enjoy our bonus podcast. Paul brought a quiz that we'll do toward the end, and we speculate about what may come in season three. By the way, there are some possible spoilers. We do talk about some history nuggets, so nothing too crazy, but just keep that in mind. If
I
you
think
don't...
you warn people before you get to that, don't you? Or do you not?
I don't.
Oh, all right. Well, then you guys are just going to have to beware.
Or just don't listen. So it's just a bonus podcast. We're not talking about any episodes. So, all right. Thank you for checking us out. And we will be covering season one next week. Okay.
See you next season.
See you next season. Welcome to The Wild Hunt. We are an unofficial podcast having a casual conversation about the History Channel television series Vikings. We are No Ship Network. I'm your host, Steve.
I'm Paul.
And I'm Em.
If you want to be a part of the conversation, you can reach us at our website at noship.net.
I don't sound like that.
And take a look at our contact page.
Well, who are you imitating?
That's so wrong, because women are strong.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bonus pod time.
Yes.
The bonus
welcome
pod's here.
welcome.
Anybody who listened to us on Thrace Relations, they know that we did a bonus pod at the end of the fourth season.
Didn't we do it for all three?
Did we? We did two total bonus pods.
We didn't do it for the first season.
No, I don't think we did.
We did, but the reason why we did it was to acknowledge all the people behind the
That's right.
The that was more of an acknowledgement pod. Yeah. That wasn't a bonus pod.
Yeah, so. We did play a trivia game that Paul brought, and we did again on the final bonus that we did for the
I was
the
going
season.
Through some old papers the other day, shredding stuff, and I found that little list of top 10 names that the Starz show Spartacus would have had if it was on Skinamax.
Nice. Oh, yeah.
Nice. We have to bring that back.
Yeah, you'll have to write one for Viking.
Mm-hmm, for sure.
Yeah. But see,
it would work with quite a few of them, though.
Yeah, it's just fun with names. You just make up dirty names.
It's awesome.
And, you know.
It'd be like Ragnar the Shit Packar.
Well, he's married to Aslaug.
Okay, so how you guys want to start today?
I've got some feedback.
Sweet.
Steve, do you want to reveal your nicknames for some of our loyal listeners?
We've had one of the things that we had a great luxury and benefit doing this particular podcast in this particular season has been loyal listeners, which we didn't have with Spartacus because we were just starting out and it wasn't a current show, so we didn't have as much of an audience, and now we do. And we get people who write into Twitter and, you know, people who write into the feedback section and stuff like that. But there's been three people who have been consistent the whole time.
Right.
And that's Briskier and Mike Spa and
D. Cody.
And over the weeks, you know, M will tell me, oh, we just got an email from this person. We just got a Twitter from this person. And I kind of, you know, we talk about these people a lot because they're actually giving us feedback, mm-hmm. which we really want, you know, and it feels like this communication with the audience.
Yeah, they're part of our really family good. At this point.
So yeah. I come up with nicknames for everything. If you know me, I have a nickname for everything. Our cats, we have two cats, and they probably have 10 or 12 different nicknames each, you know, that we run through. But the nicknames for these people are Wild E. Cody, Hot Tub, and Brisket.
That's awesome.
With complete affection.
Oh, yeah, yes. Absolutely. Absolutely. Family.
So if we refer to anybody, you know, in the future as that, you know, well, Brisket said, or Hot Tub said, or Wild E. Cody said, you know, that's who we're talking
that's
about.
That's a mouthful, Wild E. Cody. Or Wild E. Cody?
Wild E. Cody.
Wild E. Cody. Wild E. Cody.
Yeah, well, you know, we'll flip-flop.
Yeah, I mean, I could shorten it. I could find other ones, but that's just what I settled on so far.
We'll have to do some disclaimers every now and then when we're talking in the upcoming pods, you know, at the very end. And Briskier is Brisket, and thanks to, you know, like they do on some of the NPR shows, like, okay, thanks to, so that way we have new listeners, they'll understand.
Well, Hot Tub Brisket and Wild E. Cody.
It's a tongue twister.
Wild E. Cody. Let us know what you think of your handles, your Vikings handles, your Wild Hunt handles. I was just going to, speaking of D. Cody, I was going to read some of her books she has written to me.
For lack of a better term.
Because I want to say some of the things that she has written. There is a lot here.
Awesome.
See, it's great because when she writes this stuff, see, I printed it out, but I printed it all in black ink. But when she writes it, she actually takes the time to bold print certain things and colorize certain parts.
Yeah, I noticed that some of it was
very organized.
Red.
We can play the game first, and I'll look at this.
Well, you guys want to talk about any of your favorite parts of the shows? Or
I want to see, like, all right, I just want to ask this question for everybody because I think we kind of did this with Thrace Relations too. Who is your favorite characters, just like your top three favorite characters? Mm. And then aside from that, who do you think gave the best performances?
Nice.
Because those are different answers for me.
Mm-hmm. Three favorite characters? I would have to go with the big three, Rollo, Ragnar, and Lagertha. Rollo didn't hit the list until halfway through this season. I mean, just because, you know, in the season before, they made us hate him. You know what I mean? And that comes also to the way he acted. He reminded me of a brother that would be a pain in the ass and doesn't want you to be ahead of him. You know, it really fits the bill. you know, and then of course Lagertha and Ragnar, just their characters alone are fantastic. Because I mean, you've got, they're just tough. They're both really tough, and they're both just, they're just awesome. I think the best performance of the three would have to go to Ragnar. I mean, he had whole episodes where he didn't even speak, but his performances were just so amazing. He didn't have to.
What's your answer for that?
I have to pick three?
Well, you can pick three or four or two or whatever. I'm just, the first part of the question is, who are your favorite characters? And then the second part is, who gave the best performance? And they don't necessarily have to be the same.
Okay, well, Lagertha is my favorite character. Best performance is Ragnar.
Yeah.
See, I'm going to go with, my three favorite characters are Lagertha, Athelstan, and Bjorn. Those are my three favorites.
Which Bjorn?
The older Bjorn. And I just like him. I think he's got a, he's a badass Viking, but he's got a good heart at the same time. So it's kind of this
balance.
Good mix. Yeah, it's a balance. But I think that the people who gave the best performances this season would have to go to Ragnar, especially in the last couple of episodes.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, being the main character and going through a whole episode and not actually saying a word, you know, just having a few vocal enunciations is awesome. And then Floki.
Yeah,
Floki,
because
did
Floki really, you know, we came up with the idea that maybe that the, you know, he was going to be a double agent, and then we were like, no, he's not. But we got sold on no, he's not by his acting. So I think he turned in to me the best performance in season two.
Nice, cool. I can see that.
Cool. I feel like my stuff's self-explanatory, so I could explain why Lagertha is my favorite character.
I don't think you need to. I mean, she was on everybody's list, so it's not. That's not a.
She just does everything with style, and she's just so cool. So.
What were we talking about in the last pod that would have been good for this? I know it's
we were doing something about speculation, and we were saying how.
Oh yeah.
You were talking about Auslaug, weren't you?
Yeah. Well, we could do that.
I think we were talking about whether it was like, do we like Auslaug better or not at this point? We asked ourselves that. And I was saying, you Paul, had said that she's okay, that you like her okay, meaning you like her more.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, that's exactly it. She is just okay to me. But I'm hoping that we're going to have more character development.
I hope so, too.
Because at this point, I think more of Lagertha and even Mary Moon than I do of Auslaug, honestly. But
she really faded into the background. She kind of like busted out in, you know, the last couple of episodes of season two, or season one, rather. And then in season two, she was this major force because she shows back up and she's like, I'm pregnant with your kid. And then everything that happens with Lagertha and Bjorn leaving and stuff. And then she's the main one.
Well, they pull a Rolo on us with her. You hate her at first, and then she does stuff for Bjorn, and you start to like I totally accept her now into the show. You know, for a while there, I just hated that she was there. I had like the divorced kids, you know, feeling with her. It's like, oh, you know, I wish she would just go the fuck away so her parents could get back together. You know, but it worked out, I think, for the best for everybody, because Ragnar got Lagertha as, you know, an ally, and, you know, she kind of fits for me. She just seems to work well into the show. And I'm okay with her not having a ton of lines. You know, it's just...
So you think maybe it's kind of sad that Lagertha and Ragnar couldn't stay together because they were so well matched in a certain way, but it seems like Ragnar wants a certain thing out of a wife. And what he wants is for her to be sexy and to bear children, or sons, and, you know, to be specific to him. And Lagertha was that, but she couldn't really do the whole son thing. But she was more than that. She was her own person, and now she's left, and then she comes back, and she's an equal to him, and probably more important in his life as an ally than she could have ever been as a lover and a wife.
I think they both have gotten what they wanted because of their divorce. You know, because their first fight we ever saw, he didn't let her go to England the first time. They got in a huge fight over that. He just wanted her to stay home and watch the kids.
Well, it's the era. You know, women didn't have a whole lot of rights, you know, until recently, in the last, what, 100, 150 years?
I mean, it's kind of fluctuated. But I mean, I think we've had more rights than we ever
had. So it's kind
of
period that Ragnar's going to feel that way, you know?
So another character arc that we need to talk about for this season in this bonus podcast is Rolo. Rolo really turned it around. He rolled it over on us.
Is he going to be in charge of Kattegat? That's what I want to see. I really do.
So now we're assuming here that next season there's going to be – it's like Ragnar's going to leave Kattegat with whoever in tow with him.
Yeah, yeah.
Obviously, Auslaug. Obviously.
Just him and his sword.
Yeah, just him and his sword. He's just going to venture off on a donkey. You know, he's going to leave on a donkey. But We're making the assumption that he's going off to bigger and greater things, whether it's invading other lands, mm-hmm. whether it's going to kick King Ecbert and Ella's asses again, or whatever it is, or just to go sit at the king's seat, wherever that is, you know, wherever Horik came from, mm-hmm. to go sit there and be like, I am your new ruler, and that's going to be some interesting storytelling if they go that route. But we're left with who is going to be the new Earl. Mm-hmm. And so are we in consensus that it's going to be Rollo, or do some of us think it could be Bjorn? I don't think Bjorn's going to get tapped because he doesn't have experience for it.
Or is Bjorn going to be held back to take care of his mother's lands? Like, okay, she doesn't have any more heirs. Is that going to be her? Because how would...
I don't think Lagertha would hold his feet to the fire on something like that.
No, but, you know, it might just be one of those things that this is how it is, though. And you'll have to keep his feet to the fire. She might give him the choice. Mm-hmm. You know,
and then if he does go back to wherever, you know, her holdings are, mm-hmm. is he going to have to contend with the hashtag handlebar mustache guy
mm-hmm.
who tried to, you know, get some sexy time?
Oh, the bathroom scene.
Yeah. With Lagertha.
Uncle Pervy.
Yeah, Uncle Pervy. Is he mm-hmm. going to have to deal with him and some... So, you know, season three is just wide open.
Part about season three, I think, is that it's just there waiting for us. Because do we even... I don't know. I don't think we'll see England again.
Well, I want to chip in on Rollo real quick.
Mm-hmm.
If he is the historical figure, Rollo, he has the name Rollo the Walker. Right now, he can't walk. And he was called Rollo the Walker in history because he was so large, he couldn't ride a horse because he was too damn heavy. Damn. So he just walked everywhere.
You're bad.
Large as in a big man, like tall.
Yeah, yeah, not just fat bastard.
Right. So, but I think it's going to be, if they give him Rollo the Walker because he finally learns to walk again and he refuses to ride a horse. So
maybe
I think
he just holds a grudge against horses for trampling.
Could be.
He holds a grudge against not walking. Hater.
Yeah, against not
damn
walking.
Damn horse trampling.
You know Rollo, he holds those grudges.
He walks by and Conan's him like with a camel. Bow. Stupid horse. I don't know. I don't know. It's going to be – I can't wait. I wish they would give us a little bit of a teaser. I'm not going to lie. I'm not big on spoilers, but just a little tease would have been nice, like next on Vikings, you know?
Well, what do you know?
Well, I did – I read something. Now, it was last night. I was trying to finish like the few questions I have for the quiz, and I could have swore I read something about them going to Paris to fight, that Ragnar and then we're going to go to France.
Sweet. I know some stuff about this.
Oh, mm-hmm. So we're going to see the Eiffel Tower?
I don't know if the Eiffel Tower was built back then, man. I don't think so. I'm so stupid because I was like, oh. I was like, wait a second. That's like hundreds of years before the Eiffel Tower. But ooh, it'll be interesting to see
oh, yeah. There's going to be
Paris.
Some really
I guess they
good...
were, they're starting to build Paris already.
There's going to be some good battle. There's going
to
be some good
and
action.
Just to get all the jokes out of the way, yeah, they're just going to lay their swords down and surrender. Yeah, yeah, whatever. Just to get it out of the
when
way.
They see him. Okay, here you go. Here you go.
Everybody's thinking it. Oh, no, it's Ragnar. I surrender. I quit. My family's French, so they just, I can take the jokes. We're good.
Instead of fighting, they just bring up a big, giant tray of brie, yeah, you know, yeah, and some crackers.
Some cheese? No.
Here you go.
We surrender. They're not fooling around. They're killing our people. I quit. So it'll be awesome to see France during that age. I didn't even know the Vikings went in. I had to ask my mom.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, the Vikings invaded.
That's how Normandy got the name. Northman Duchy.
I've never paid attention to that part of France's history. It's hard not to go past World War II. And then not go past the revolution where we cut everybody's heads off. So it's awesome for me because I get to learn more about our history.
And William the Conqueror, who came into England later during mm-hmm. the Battle of Hastings, who brought knighthood to England, actually, he is of Scandinavian descent, even though he was
so
ruler
it ought to be
of Normandy.
Badass. Does Ecbert and them get involved with the French?
I don't know.
It's gonna be great. It's gonna be great.
I don't know if there's really much between Ecbert and the French, honestly. So
never know.
But I found out something interesting about Mary Moon. Do you want to know?
Yeah, she's a vegetarian.
I was on Twitter, so if anybody saw the conversation I was having with Sandy Lane on Twitter, who's that historical fiction author, I had mentioned a couple podcasts ago. She and Lissa Byron, who are both historical authors and who seem to focus on that time period mm-hmm. in their literature that they write. Apparently, Mary Moon becomes an abbess. like a female version of Abbott.
Wow.
So that, and if they actually carry through with that, it's going to be interesting to see her go from this point in her character being a total slut.
Maybe
to
she, becoming... she gets a hold of a Viking and just can't get anything as good again. So
that's
she
what I was
going to
say.
On
you know, like once you've had the best, you know.
Maybe.
She breeds a couple of giants and then calls it a day. Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. I would have never expected that she becomes. Well, it's like you said earlier, you know, they make the best Christians.
Yeah.
Maybe she just goes from one to the extreme to the other. Once you commit, you commit. Mary Moon. But yeah, that's
a vegetarian. Mary Moon, Mary Moon.
So do we know anything else? I mean, this has gotten all, good.
Yeah.
I mean, I could. I don't want to spoil anything for you guys. There are some things I've purposely not seen.
Well, I've looked up stuff myself. It's hard not to look up.
You don't know about anything about Ragnar's death, do you?
No, I avoid it.
Be
well,
careful.
Well, I know some stuff, yes. So
you do? Do you know who's involved?
No.
Okay.
I tried to, because I'm looking for quiz questions on a show that just ended. I had to go into some of the history because I was like, oh, I'll go through I went through their food. I went through all kinds of stuff, but it didn't. I came across some stuff, but who knows if they're going to keep it? Because I mean, Rollo and him weren't even together during the same time period. You know,
no,
so
but
it,
I think
no
they're
going to
keep it.
You think?
Oh yeah, because I know why. I mean, it's all been there. It's all already been presented.
Yeah.
To
well,
us.
That's all right. It's
well,
okay.
Here's something else to consider too. You've got historical reality, which they kind of pick and choose like a buffet.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? We're going to eat this and not leave. You know, not
yeah.
eat
yeah.
that. So there's no guarantees that anything is or isn't going to be used. But the History Channel, and this is like real world now, but like the History Channel has a gold mine in its hand. This show is wildly popular. You know, and I mean, I remember reading like some of the tweets that I saw that you had on there talking about how like Vikings is getting mentioned in the same breath as Game of Thrones.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And to me, I really think it should be the other way around.
You I
know,
agree.
Because this is a better show.
I had read too that they had canceled this. They had canceled Vikings during the first season. And then because it got popular as it went, they scheduled the second season before it ended. So it was supposed to be done. They were supposed to cancel it after the first season.
So given consideration to that fact, I think that, I mean, the History Channel has never had anything like this.
Nah, this is like their Doug Dynasty type.
Exactly,
thing.
Exactly. So you've got, it's kind of like Star Wars where you have, you know, at least three or four characters who are never going to get killed off. No
Maybe
matter
we'll
what.
Get some spinoffs or something.
So what I'm thinking is that the History Channel is going to be very selective about what history they portray, and they're going to leave Ragnar alive for a long, long time.
I hope.
You know, because I...
But
yeah.
Even if they kill Ragnar, you've got his son.
True. I'm not and saying the show's going to end.
Sons, plural.
I'm not saying the show's going to end when he dies.
Don't you
I'm just
say
saying.
It's going to end, goddammit.
Hopefully, I mean, you know, there's so many bad shows out there that run for 7, 8, 9, 10 seasons. I mean, wouldn't it be great if a good show ran for that many?
But you got to look at the Seinfeld factor. That's why he got out when he did. Sometimes a show can go on forever and ever, and then it starts to drop off, and then it could ruin the show, like Dexter. You got four really good seasons, and then they started tapering to worse and just awful to garbage.
Right. Well, you know, I'm just saying that
I hope it goes for a long time.
This
sure,
is just
though.
This was just season two, and I mean they're like red hot now.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I mean they've got at least another good. They could do like two or three more seasons that were on that par. You know, then you could almost forgive them if they step down
That's
like
true.
Just a little bit. And then eventually, if they kind of see the end on the horizon, they can speed up the historical elements and kill off some of these characters.
Or do more shows like that. Like, you can do Napoleon. You could do...
that would be wonderful.
Fuck yeah.
More historical shows where they do that.
Where they do a really good job with it. You've got a lot of really big figures.
Well, it'd just be more
Genghis
for us to
Khan
podcast
the Mongolians.
Oh, man. I would love to see Genghis Khan.
You need to put that on another channel, though. Genghis Khan on Stars or something, because they were the Mongolians were vicious. They couldn't. I don't think they could do it right.
Yeah.
Well, and the Vikings are pretty vicious too, but the Mongolians were really fucked up.
But yeah, that would be great because that would give us more to podcast on because we seem to do our best with historical work that throws in a little bit of fiction into it.
So far.
Okay. So.
Did we even go over what's going to happen with the English? Are we going to see them again? It's just so hard to tell how they're going to handle – is anything left open? with the English. I mean, it seems to all be kind of tidied up, really, except
Well, they're Athelstan. Under the impression that they can go back with Ecgbert's good graces and just farm lands, or at least part of them.
Yeah.
Part of their little ruling council is under that impression.
English is their history is very much interlocked with Scandinavian history. I mean, there's a lot that's going to happen because of these initial raids. It just sets a whole bunch of shit in motion.
Okay, so good. Well, so, then we should be getting some.
Oh, yeah.
Then. Okay, so that's good.
And then hopefully, like, we'll see Iceland. Maybe Vinland, which is North America. So
awesome!
I want to see Floki's France. Gold teeth. That was like a bit of a teaser that just...
he's got a horse with a bump.
Steve's got a thing for this gold teeth, man. Because
it was a teaser trailer at the beginning of season two, and they show him drinking some ale, you know, and it's all going down his face and stuff, and he's got gold teeth, and he's just like, it looks like he's living the life.
That's awesome.
So, D. Cody, there's just two things, like, I'm telling you, she writes a lot of stuff. I almost think, like, I should turn her into our like, we've had people suggest we do side notes, and she maybe could fulfill that.
That would be awesome.
Have her watch the episode before us. Send her, have her send us
our recap.
The notes, and we just do the recap off of what she read. But, you know, I mean, we're being funny, but it's really appreciated that somebody took that much time to out of their day, you know, and from what we can tell, she's a pretty busy person. And to, you know, write that much to us just to...
And have somebody appreciate all the hard work we put into it, you know, so that's great.
But this was really cool. I don't know if you remember when we were talking about that battle between Borg and Ragnar when they fought for Kattegat. And then I talked about that maneuver, which looked like what I called the Red Rover maneuver. And then she said, Red Rover, send Rollo right over. Did you know that the Red Rover is a game from Britain and is thought to come initially from the Vikings raids where the British were daring the Vikings to come over?
That's awesome.
And I looked it up, and possibly that could be true. They don't really necessarily know, but that's possibly the source
Let's just go with it is.
Yeah, I'm good with it.
It sounds like it is.
So we're disproven.
And another thing I like that we had talked about Athelstan riding the donkey. It could have been a mule, too. I can't tell them apart.
I think mules are bigger, aren't they, because they're bred with donkeys and horses.
Are they?
Yeah.
So was he riding a mule then?
And he looked like a donkey to me because it was smaller with the big ears.
Okay. So the monk and the donkey is what because she titles all of her little sections here. It's pretty cool. So I had the same exact visual as Steve/Paul. So that's why we're signing off at the end of our podcast as well at the beginning so we can help people tell the difference between you guys.
Yeah.
I don't sound like him. Bullshit. I'm the one that sounds more manly. No, I'm kidding.
We sound quite different.
What about? We can do accents. I can be French and you can do English. It'll work. That's just crap.
You gotta do Irish.
Whoa. Now you're just being racist.
Okay, so she says she had the same exact visual as one of you. Which was actually Steve.
Right.
She said, reminded me of that watercolor piece by Morant or that John Rutter fable heard as a symphony and played a lot around Christmas. It's a story of a priest and a donkey. And she said, because she called while I was writing this, I asked my niece, who is a large animal vet, so she's a vet for large animals. So to my surprise, she said, mules are smarter than donkeys. Donkeys are smarter than horses. She also said donkeys have more self-preservation skills and are like big dogs and kinder and more responsive to the emotions of their owners than a horse. I had no clue. The visual of a monk on a donkey just enhances the truthfulness and authentic nature of Athelstan. Again, if King Ecgbert wanted to portray Athelstan as having a new home and being taken care of, wouldn't he have given him a horse? So I thought they have gotten closer. I actually think Athelstan called it correctly to get out of Dodge while he could. And I actually think it was not completely wise of King Ecgbert as a warrior leader to allow Athelstan to go out to see Ragnar. He could have sent out a woman or anyone else to say the same thing. Perhaps it was Aethelwulf who decided what Athelstan would ride. Not hugely relevant to know, but it would have added an extra depth to the scene if the story showed how that ride came to be. Again, a director's cut.
Yeah, we're definitely going to get some bonus seeds if there's a DVD package out. Because we've already alluded that he's cut stuff out. So we're going to get all kinds of bonus material.
That makes it makes an interesting challenge to us as the podcasters because we'd cast on, you know, they did this with Spartacus too. They came back towards the tail end of our, you know, doing the podcast on the whole run of the show. They came back and they added extra episodes mm-hmm. into all of the seasons. So it's kind of like, where do you, you know, but, you know, at some point in time, whenever the DVDs do come out and there's additional scenes, we can tackle them then.
Well, she makes a good point, too, about how King Egbert lets him go. But it just shows their friendship, you know. He's willing to
– Yeah.
I think he also wanted to see what decision he would make. You know, maybe he just put enough respect in Athelstan's skills and they had such in common that he was just like, you know, it's up to you.
And what
– Because he could have stopped him. I really think he could have stopped him anytime. He could have made him a full prisoner.
What kind of insight do you think that Egbert is gaining from the fact that Athelstan made a choice to go with him? He was born and raised in England. Mm-hmm. He became a monk. He was taken away against his will, forced into these people's culture, accepted it, and then came back, had a chance to start over, and had a pretty good position. He was a slave in everything except name mm-hmm. and chains, but he had a chance to start over and be around all the things that he wanted to do, but he chose to go back with them. So do you think Egbert, being the shrewd leader that he is gaining some sort of insight?
Well, you just made me think about this. One of – he sent him to write like a journal and get as much information as he can. Just be like, look, we're both lovers of history. Why don't you go? He's, you know, he's obviously eloquent in how he writes and everything. I mean, it's beautiful calligraphy. What if he sent him? And when we see him picking up the cross, it was just him missing him. He might have sent him, look, just go and document as much as you can and bring it back or send it back either way. Because I think he would appreciate that just as much as having him around.
That's interesting. Yeah.
I think they'd have to start showing, you know, evidence of that, like with him writing.
Well, they could next season. I mean, there's so much to tie up at the end of this season.
Yeah, you had to.
It'd be a waste of 5 minutes to see Athelstan writing with his little quill in the dark somewhere.
What's he doing?
Yeah, with fucking words. So dumb. Yeah, it would have just been bad. So it's possible that he sent him, or just gave him, you know, just go and write a history. He's the old wizard from Conan, you know.
I guess I gotta watch Conan again.
Are you talking about the one who writes all the runes on Conan's body?
No, at the beginning, isn't that guy's voice at the beginning when he's talking about Conan? He's like, I am his documenter.
Yeah, yeah, that's him, yeah.
So I just obviously just took it as him. He was the one writing the history of Conan. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you need to definitely watch Conan. Not the crap one that came out, the old one.
I've seen the original one. I just haven't seen it in a long time.
One of the greatest movies ever made.
I don't know about that.
Oh, it might be on Netflix. It's one of Arnold's better movies. That's for sure.
It's top five for me.
It's better than Twins?
Ooh, a little bit.
Or one where he's pregnant. I'm pregnant.
It's almost as good as Kindergarten Cop.
The first Conan is amazing. It's got everything.
Yeah.
Sex, violence, drugs, some morality, a wonderful love story. It's got everything.
Giant snake.
I remember the giant snake.
Orgies. Pots full of human parts. Soup. Mm. People
Darth
soup.
Darth Vader.
I remember him.
The Darth Vader, yeah, it's hard to forget.
James Earl Jones.
Oh, yeah.
On the throne.
Thulsa Doom.
That was where the snake was.
Wasn't
it?
The snake was in another city. That's when he first met his girlfriend.
For some reason, I thought
that was his pet, though.
Yeah.
Okay. It was his pet snake.
It was never in the throne room with him?
Mm-mm.
He had
a snake.
Yeah, there was
He turned
snakes.
Into a snake in one
yeah,
point.
Yeah, yeah. That's
spoiler alert for anybody who hasn't watched a fucking 30-year-old movie.
Yeah.
That's what I remember, him turning into a snake.
It's just it's one of the few movies I can watch repeatedly, and the more I watch it, the more I really start to appreciate it. Because even the special effects, they're not that special, but they're really well done for the time period and just when you look at it, it's just a really good movie.
Well, I'm glad we podcasted on Conan.
Damn it. Damn it. You guys asked me. All right.
No. That's her. Not you guys. I'm willing to talk about it for a while longer.
Oh, yeah. But I could go on and on. Arnold's hot. No.
So you want to do the quiz?
Yes. Let's do the quiz.
All right. Vikings quiz. Time to play. Same. For those who haven't listened to our bonus pods before, there's always a prize. You know, nobody wants to play a game for nothing.
Yeah, it's thanks for not bringing the high stakes this time that I heard about this fish stuff that you were going to introduce.
Oh, man. Oh.
What the fuck?
Yes, I was looking for lutefisk, which is, I got to look that up real quick. You guys, I've seen it on different shows before. And what I was going to do is whether or not y'all got it correct or not, or wrong, you would either eat some kind of, because I was going to bake. Some of their, they have really, not, they have, I didn't even realize Norwegian food you don't know anything about it, really, the culture or anything. And a lot of the
pickled herring here.
Pickled herring was one of the few things. I'd seen lutefisk and was just kind of grossed out. And I thought blood pudding was part of it. So I was either going to do a blood pudding, but blood pudding's actually Irish. So I couldn't do that, you know. But whether or not you got the answer correct or wrong, I was going to feed you something disgusting or good, you know. So it's going to be fun for me, maybe not so fun not for so you fun guys. For us.
But lutefisk.
Who knows?
Is,
I might have liked it.
I don't know. It literally means live fish, and what they do is they cook and cut the fish, and then they soak it in lye. And then after a certain amount of time, they pull it out, rinse it, and then you can eat it. But the fish looks like this clear jelly stuff. And you really can only – I found two websites that would sell it to me, but I would have had to have bought like a ridiculous amount. It would have cost me like $60. I just wanted a little jar of it.
I'm glad you're impeded on that.
I know. It would have been so much fun though. You guys missed out. I'm sorry. I tried.
I can go grab some pickled herring.
Well, you and I like it. The only one that doesn't.
Steve.
So instead, I just did the usual. Before, in the past, I gave away a gift card to a coffee shop. And it's kind of hard trying to figure out what to do because these two are married. And I can't go too over top because they're just going to share it with each other. So in this envelope is something. We'll reveal it. Quit looking. We'll reveal it. I don't want y'all to know until it's over. So there's a little, there's something at stake. It's not anything major, but there's definitely something at stake to win. Do we have pencil and paper so somebody can keep score?
Quit touching my shit. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, the envelope see-through. I had to make sure.
You need a pencil or do you?
No, I've got one. Okay, so.
I got a pen here.
Some are multiple choice, some are on the show, some are from Vikings history. Now, I wish I'd had more time, you know, circumstances and everything. It's a short quiz this time, but of course we'll do another bonus pod where I've got plenty of time to order lutefisk, so we'll have it on the next seasons. Okay, so we'll just do it like last time. Both y'all give answers. You guys want to do like a first person thumbs up, seven up type thing, or?
All right.
Yeah.
So first person to.
Yeah, let's just raise your hands like you're in school.
Yeah, raise your hand. Okay, yeah, that's so easy. Like I was about to start Hermione. Slamming stuff around.
Hermione it.
Okay, so question one. At Viking celebrations, they drank draughts of their enemies' blood out of drinking vessels fashioned from what? M.
Skulls.
Dang, I didn't even have to give you. That's correct. Oh. I didn't even have to give you. The toast was. No, that's fine. If you know it and you don't need the A, B, C, or okay. D, please go for it.
Cool.
Yeah, the toast skull may be derived from this custom.
Skull.
Nice. Okay, so M. One, Steve, zero.
Goose egg.
Okay, so in the show, who named Ivar the Boneless?
That would be Ragnar.
Dang, yes. One and one. I might have gone too easy on this.
Oh, snap.
Okay, so here's one from history. And you're going to have to wait for the A, B, C, or D on this one, just because there's a lot to it. Okay, fill in the name of the person that was spoken in the verse by Aslog. Okay, and the verse is, sad sit the corpse stalkers, slavers after cadavers, the slain craver raven, what a shame forsaken, by namesake of blank, in vain now they're waiting too soon from the Lord of Odin. Let such a hero go. We've got A, Bjorn, B, Sigurd, C, Rollo, D, Ragnar.
I'm going to say Sigurd.
Dang, you guys are just getting anything wrong. Well done. And behind this, during the Battle of Leuven in 891 against Emperor Amulf, Sigurd's snake in the eye fell along with 100,000 Danes and Norwegians. Helgi Havasi the Sharp escaped from the battle with the standard of Sigurd, snake in the eye, and his weapon and shield. He went home to Denmark and found Aslog, Sigurd's mother, who then spoke the verse when she found out her son had died, which was kind of cool. You know, I figured it was something different. I can't stump you guys. I'm going to have to work harder next time. Okay, so now this one's another one you're going to have to think about. So during the Blood Eagle scene, tell me what these four characters did. Because there's no words, it's just they show slowly, and we had all seen this scene, and we all thought it was just amazing, so I figured I had to do something for it, and it's the only thing I could figure out the question, other than what did Ragnar do during the Blood Eagle. So, Steve, if you want to write down
Okay, the four characters are A, Lagertha, Siggy Stardust, C, Auslaug, and D, Lady Borg. All right, Em.
I'll give it a go. Lagertha watched without any hesitation. She didn't seem to be put off. It was more like pride. Siggy, I don't remember any distaste. Auslaug did have distaste, but she watched. And Torvi passed out.
Okay. Two of those, I'll take his answers. So, Steve, you're going to have to go on yours. I'll explain both after. I just can't go into detail because I don't want to ruin it for
all
Steve.
Right. Lagertha, she watches unflinchingly. Mm-hmm. Ziggy Stardust, she looks like she has a good amount of distaste. I think she turns her head away, if I'm not mistaken. Auslaug is covering the eyes of her children, if I remember right, and she looks like she's in a bad state because of it. And Borg's wife, she passes out.
Damn it.
Okay, so I'm going to have to give the question to Steve on just the fact that he got three. And Lagertha stands proud. Yeah. I mean, I figured two of them were easy gives. Lagertha is just she's a badass, right? Siggy Stardust blows King Hork. Just kidding.
blows him a kiss?
Well, we'll go with Auslaug actually lowers her head, and I think she covers the kid's eyes, so I'll give you that one. Lady Borg faints, and Siggy Stardust turns away. So the one actually...
So because Siggy turned away, you got that right.
Yeah, Siggy Stardust puts you over the top. Because I was waiting. I was like, huh, I wonder, and she turns away. I know it's a random, weird question. I don't have all the episodes at the house either, so I only had the few episodes to pull from. I was like, dang, I wasn't going to buy them. Not yet. I wanted to get all of them together. So good job. That's another point. So
I think he's won this game.
No, there's still a chance. The last question is always for the whole game, so don't worry about it. All right, so really good job on that one. In the first battle scene in Season 2, Episode 1, this is where, like I said, I have to pull stuff from out of nowhere. What weapon did Rollo use? Oh, without even, you're sure you don't want the A, B, C, or D? It's up to you. Do what you want.
The spear. Are you talking about against Arne?
The first weapon Rollo used.
Oh, it was an axe.
Yeah, trick question. Oh. You want to wait to hear the four, or?
Well, we already know that it's the axe.
Go ahead, list the four.
A, a battle axe. B, a long sword. C, a short sword and shield. And D, a hand axe and a shield.
I would say D, hand axe and shield.
Wrong. It's the battle axe, two-handed.
Oh,
yeah.
But you got that one already.
Well, I mean, I don't think I deserve it. Yeah, no points for that.
Yeah, it's a trick question. Sorry, guys. Plus, it's random. Who's gonna pay attention?
I just remember Arne on his spear.
I know. That's why it was like, well, that might work. Okay, so let's see. In Vikings Season 2, Episode 9, when King Horik sees Athelstan, he says to Athelstan, blank. Okay, and the answers are A, you are his servant. B, you lick his boots. C, you lick his asshole. And D, none of the above. And it's whenever Athelstan's come back from King Egbert's court. M.
It's the asshole.
Nice. It is
really
the asshole.
Crass. Yeah, I
yes.
remember.
And the only thing I did to change the others was you are his dog. You lick his fingers. It was pretty foul shit. I didn't even notice it the first time I watched it.
Yeah.
I don't know why we never commented on
it. I know. Why did we miss that?
You're a salad tosser.
Yeah.
Okay, so M, it's 2-3. And unfortunately, we're on the last question. So this question's worth 3 points.
Okay.
You guys want this envelope. It's full of
secrets.
Hold on. That was totally wrong. Okay, what weapon do the Vikings not use in Season 2? I could be wrong about this, but I have looked and tried to find it, and I haven't seen
it. Machine gun?
Well, but, you're absolutely
the winner
correct.
Is.
We have hand axe, dagger, short sword, and hammer.
Hammer.
Sure. I mean, Thor, Viking. Okay. Think about this one. It's for the whole kit and caboodle.
I'm going with dagger.
Okay, dagger.
Dagger was just used in this episode.
I understand you love him. It's all right.
What's your
fair answer? Play? It's cool. We'll let you have an answer.
I'm going to say hammer.
You're right. It's definitely hammer. Because I looked and looked and I was like, you know, I've never saw them use a hammer in any of the episodes. And you figure Vikings and Thor in mythology, they would have given them hammer. There's a ton of hand axes and there's a ton of swords. There's two-handed axes, spears. I never once can think of anybody using any form of hammer. I don't know if they just didn't use it in the armories or it just struck me as I needed a last answer and a question. And
it's not as practical of a weapon as you would think, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I mean, a crossbow too, but I don't think they were invented then.
Yeah, so. And they've used actual bow and arrows.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was hard trying to find stuff that would work as like short sword. It's kind of lame. I don't know. Dagger.
Ninja star. Not on there.
Ninja star, yeah. Samurai sword. So, and so, M, you win the quiz. That's, you guys have each won one or...
No, she won the last one.
Did you win the one before that?
No.
Oh, man.
I haven't
It's won like before. Star Wars trivia all over again.
So here's your prize. Enjoy. Try not to go overboard. It's a gift certificate
to... It looks like a gold power bill.
Yeah, you're paying my power bill.
You're paying your power bill. Yes. Ooh, $1. Yes.
Damn, I wish Try I not won. To share it. I know it's a lot.
Thanks.
just tear it down the middle and... That's the most awesome prize ever.
I try. The next one will be a lot easier because I've got more time to get questions ready. I was so enamored with going through the season and not seeing it. I just didn't even think about it. And then
it went smoother than the last one, though. The last one I know. Was hilarious.
I'm getting better at learning how to get my questions correct. You know, but it's – and with us doing a show that's not – that hasn't been on TV for a while, there's not as much
info.
Yeah, so it was like –
You had a pull from history there.
But now I've got all the seasons – all the episodes of season one. My wife is
watching
them.
Yeah, that
was
from the saga of Ragnar Lothbrok that you got correct about Sigurd. But yeah, that was – I've actually read that before.
It's pretty good. I started digging and it was like – but then
– Be careful.
I know you start getting spoilers. But it's really interesting. I've never thought about
it. Yeah, you spoiled the death of one of his sons with that.
I know.
But, I mean, it's going to happen, so.
If we get that. Well, the way they jump time, babies are born within episodes, so.
Yeah. I mean, he's definitely got sons to spare.
That kid's not even two yet, so, I mean, that's a long way off, even with some significant time.
He's going to be a wizard in the TV show, though. Rolo's going to have the Beastmaster.
Oh, sweet. Now, that's a movie I liked.
More than Conan.
Well, Beastmaster? I saw Beastmaster more, and it scared me so bad.
Yeah.
I remember being scared. I guess there's just something about that.
The eyeball in the hand was the most disturbing as a child for me. Mm-hmm.
Well, the putting the worm in that guy's ear or whatever that was, make him go berserk, and then you had those, what were they called? They'd come up behind you.
The cloakers,
like,
you know, something like
that.
Cloak.
And you just completely turn to bones.
The flesh suckers.
God dang, that scared me. And of course, like, you know, just sucking the baby from the woman and putting it in a cow. And then of course, they killed the damn ferrets. Mm. Were they ferrets?
Yeah, they were ferrets.
Okay, so anything else you guys want to say on the bonus podcast?
No, I'm good. Straight. I think we covered a lot.
Yeah, we covered our speculations, what meager amount we had. We covered the quiz, which you won again. And we covered the shout outs to everybody who's been kind enough to be
listeners.
Participatory and, you know.
Yes. Thank you. Hot Tub Brisket and Wile E. D. Cody.
After this comes out, we should be on schedule with the first season. So either download them, watch them on Amazon Prime, but we should be following in order. So we shouldn't miss a beat on season one, right? I mean, we definitely need to make sure people know that.
Yes.
I mean, we're going to put it on Twitter and all the other stuff, but
right.
if people
so
don't follow.
A week from
today,
we're going to air the next.
Yes.
So every Friday, just like we've been doing, every Friday we're going to have an episode up. So.
Awesome.
Okay.
And definitely just keep contacting us. We love it.
And in the meantime, we're going to try to figure out what show we're doing next.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm your host, Em.
And I'm Steve.
And I'm Paul.
This was a No Ship Network podcast brought to you by Esoteric Studios and Axolotl Tank Productions.